This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and I am Frankie Boyer. Joining us now is someone, so in all of the conversations that we've had, in all the years that we've been doing this show, in all the years I have been doing this show, I have never had a conversation about an actual consumption lounge, someone who runs it. Well, until today, because John Aldape is with us, he is the director of concept development with the 50-50 restaurant group, and so much to talk to you about, but John, is it... Are you in operation now? Are you open for business and or is this a concept? Or tell me what's happening here.
Yeah, so we've been open, I think it's 6 months tomorrow in the dispensary here at OK Cannabis in Wheeling. We opened our second location downtown in Westtown in June. So we've been operating the dispensary for just about 6 months, but our consumption lounge actually just opened this past weekend. So we had sort of a soft opening with some of our friends and family from the restaurant group and employees come through. And then we had some folks that just organically came through.
So
tell
everybody,
you know, figuring out the steps.
Yeah. Tell me exactly what a consumption lounge is, because that's what I think is fascinating about this. What is it?
Yeah, there aren't that many in the States. And even fewer, there's only we're the second, in this state. And so it's a place where you can comfortably consume cannabis. And the way that it's, outlined for us in Wheeling is for consumption is for, sort of inhalable smokables, vapes. We're not allowed consumption of edibles because of the delayed onset and the potential for somebody to leave here and still feel under the influence. And so, we worked with Wheeling, to tell them what we wanted to be able to do in here. And so we provide, a menu of devices, some, accessories, to enjoy flower consumption and then also for concentrate consumption. So we've got some Puffco Peak Pros and Proxies and a Dr. Dabber Switch in house. And so, you know, these are very expensive devices. So for somebody who may not necessarily be, an avid concentrate consumer, it's an opportunity for somebody to try something out that maybe they haven't tried out before.
So if you go into a bar, the bartender obviously gives you the drink and you pay for it and you sit there and you drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are a responsible bartender, and you see you're dealing with someone that is consuming too much, you shut them off. You legally have to. You legally have to in every state that I know of.
Yep.
And so tell me what it is about your consumption lounge. So how much does it cost? And what am I getting, and how do you know? We need details, John. We want the goods.
Yeah.
We want details.
It's intended to be a lot of fun, you know. Cannabis consumption for a lot of people, is something that they use to help them sort of regulate their moods and make them feel good. And so, you know, that's the intent. Sort of camouflaged in a lot of regulation by the state, and then also some guidelines from the village of Wheeling. So we work within that groundwork. And so, where you know, you go into a bar, you can sit at a bar, ask for any number of the things behind the bar, and a bartender can pour you a drink out of a bottle. We're not allowed that same level of freedom within the guidelines we have in the state. So, you know, a guest would come in, they would, you know, book their reservation with us in advance. You get a 2-hour reservation, is what
okay,
we're allowed.
That's what I wanted to know. What's the window? The window is 2 hours.
It's 2 hours.
So do you
it's
shut,
90 minutes
do you
of
shut them off?
And a half hour of cool down so that when you leave, you're in a good place to get home safely.
Okay, say that again because I interrupted you. I didn't mean to, but so
sorry.
It's the first hour is consumption.
Hour and a half. So we get 90 minutes to enjoy the consumption space consuming. And then you have a half an hour to sort of cool off and sort of come down from that euphoria that you might be in before you leave. And
okay.
You know, we've got another consumption lounge, you know, probably about half an hour north of us, that we studied what they were doing, and that's really what we suggested to Wheeling, and I think they adopted similar guidelines to what they had set up in Mundelein. So that's the guidelines, but so the experience, you come through the dispensary first, you purchase what it is you'd like to consume, after you purchase that, our staff leads you into the consumption lounge. We sit you down at a table. We put a menu down in front of you. Like I said, the menu has a choice of different devices, one page for flour, and one page for concentrates. And then we've got some food and beverage offerings, which is unique, compared to the other consumption lounge up the street, because we also have a bakery in the building. So we can provide non-alcoholic beverages in the consumption lounge. Because we do not allow any consumption of alcohol and cannabis.
Oh, I was going to ask you. That's great.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you that question. Can you also purchase alcohol? So there's no drinking, no alcoholic
right.
beverages, but you can purchase soft drinks or any kind of a drink that you want. As long as
there's
no alcohol.
We've got a menu of 4 or 5 non-alcoholic beverages that were, you know, put together by our beverage director from our restaurant group, Julieta Campos. And so we've got mocktails. We've got some interesting things that have strawberry basil soda and coconut syrup.
Oh,
and lemon
nice.
Juice combined with beautiful garnishes. So it's, you know, we do have some canned and bottled products that you can purchase. But we also want to sort of elevate, you know, the experience here. So it's not just, you know, Gatorade after you smoke a bowl.
And is there music? I mean, how would you even pick the music for, because music is so individualistic. I don't know. I mean,
sure.
Just like regular music?
That's always tough. Yeah. It's, in our restaurants, it's something that we look at as part of the ambiance of the space. And so temperature, sound, lighting, all of those come into play, to impact the way that you're going to feel in a space. So we really try to keep it pretty, pretty easy going. On the weekends, we might have a little bit more sort of lively music, maybe some hip hop or something with a little bit more beats per minute. Tonight we're going to have, we have an island event going on for a brand.
Fun.
So we'll have Caribbean music, and we're going to have a band outside playing steel drums. So we'll try to keep that vibe throughout the space and the lounge as well. So, yeah, depending on what we're doing that night, we'll try to really sort of curate the music and the experience to really fit that.
This is so cool. Okay. Dancing? No.
Dancing?
Is there dancing?
Well, we haven't seen that yet. We're not opposed to people dancing, you know. The lounge space is, a relatively relaxed space. We've got, 6 round tables with 4 chairs around them. We've also got some little vignettes with a couch and chairs and some coffee tables as well. We've got some counter service areas along the windows. So there is some space to dance. But, you know, over the last few days that we've been open, what I've seen with cannabis is people tend to be pretty relaxed. They tend to be pretty chill. So we haven't seen that level of enthusiasm yet. But I wouldn't say we might see that tonight.
Do you think, so if I were going into a jazz club, the lighting and, you know, it's different. So tell me, I want you to paint the picture for us since we can't all go there tonight. Is it moody? Is it well lit? How are you, what's the lighting like? What's the flavor like? We have to go to a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to let you share with us that story and a lot more. We're talking about a consumption lounge. And is this the future for the industry? A sluggish industry at best. We'll talk to John about that and why they're moving forward when numbers are not looking so great for the industry as a whole. So much more to talk about on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And John, real quick, what's the website?
OKCannabis.com.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cannabis Talk, HZ, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And John Aldape is with us, and we're talking about, and John, spell the website, because it's not just OK, it's O-K-A-Y.
Right. Yes, so we are OK Cannabis. So our website is OKAYCANNABIS.com. And so our brand, OK, it really comes from the idea that, you know, we're all okay. You're okay. I'm okay. We're all okay. Together, cannabis is okay. And so
yes.
Really just embracing the idea that, hey, this you know, this plant that's been illegal for a long time for a lot of people walking around, you know, may not feel comfortable with cannabis. And so, you know, we're really trying to embrace that. And so that's
yes.
what the concept and the brand is all about.
So tell me about the lighting. Paint the picture.
Yeah, so you'd asked about the mood or the sort
the
of
mood,
the stage
yeah.
in the lounge. During the day, we've got we're in a renovated restaurant space. So our lounge is a converted private dining room. So the frontage of the building is all windows. So during the day, it's a lot of natural light. And we're in a sort of a complex with a Westin hotel, Starbucks across the way. We have a bakery in the space. So really, we do see some traffic coming through here during the day as well.
Yes.
But
will
at
you
night,
be open during the day?
Sorry?
Will you be open during the day?
We are, yeah. Our hours are the same as our dispensary. So we're open at 8 a.m. And the last reservation we'll take is at 8 p.m. because we close about 9 o'clock on weeknights, 10 o'clock on weekends, and that allows that two-hour consumption window. But,
okay.
Yeah, we've had a couple people come through during the day. It's not nearly as active during the day as it is in the evenings. But, yeah, we've had a couple people come through here during the day and enjoy it. But at night, we dim the lights a little bit. You know, we don't want it dark in here. We want people to be able to read the menus and, you know, see the things that they're,
sure.
you know, preparing
yeah.
for consumption. But, you know, we dim the lights. So it's got a good mood, you know, and the music's audible, but it's not loud. We don't want it loud enough that you've got to shout. Yeah, it's a nice vibe in here. We really do try to sort of create the same vibe that you try to create in a bar environment, you know, someplace where you can be comfortable and enjoy, being social. And again, really, you know, trying to make sure everybody's comfortable in this environment consuming cannabis in a public place, because that can be uncomfortable for a lot of people as it is.
Sure. So that was my other question. So, and sorry, I'm like so fascinated by this. And tell everybody where you're located. It's outside of Chicago?
Yeah, so we're north of Chicago. We're in a suburb, the village of Wheeling. And so we're not too far from O'Hare Airport. There's also an executive airport just down the street from us. We're on the corner of Milwaukee Avenue and Lake Cook Road, which is a pretty you know, busy area. Both streets are pretty busy, lots of traffic. So we're just about, depending on what time of day, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes from downtown. We're probably, you know, another 20 minutes from the border of Wisconsin.
So I asked a lot of questions before break. We are seeing a decline throughout the country in cannabis consumption. Is that something that concerns you guys, but you're still moving ahead with this consumption lounge?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're seeing an industry that's relatively new in a lot of states. There's a few states that it's been going on for quite some time. But it feels like it's still on the front end of things in Illinois. There's still a lot of dispensaries that were awarded licenses that still haven't opened up. So as far as, you know, the landscape goes, it's still very much evolving. And, you know, as far as, you know, the actual consumption and the sales of cannabis, I think, supply and demand plays into the economy in that. And I think that's going to be evolving as well as additional cultivators come around and, craft grow cultivators, which is really, you know, some of the folks we'd like to really get involved with as on the restaurant side. When craft beer was really coming out, that was a big part of, you know, our branding for one of our brands, Roots Pizza. And that's really, you know, we're always looking for quality and ways to differentiate ourselves and really make the experience unique. I think, you know, we see trends nationally that don't necessarily aren't echoed here in Illinois because it's still somewhat of a burgeoning market compared to some of the older
markets. It's such an interesting time in this industry. And I'm loving that you're doing this lounge. You are someone who's your whole life. I mean, you have been involved in restaurants from a very young age, from your background. I mean, you've worked your way up to the top, but there isn't a job that you have not had in the back and the front of any part of a restaurant. And so I'm curious, did you ever think you would wind up in dealing and in the world, in the arena of cannabis and doing a consumption lounge?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know at any point that I thought that this was the path that my career would take. I think it was a few years ago, you know, my partner Scott Weiner had approached me and was telling me about some of these, sort of infused dinners that he was invited to, and he was really excited about it. And, you know, he's not somebody who had traditionally, been a consumer of cannabis. He's not a guy who had typically done that. That said, myself, I've been, cannabis has been in my life for quite some time, and so I've always embraced it. And so when the opportunity came for us as a restaurant group to get involved in some of the licenses that were coming out in Illinois, you know, we really had to question, is this the path we would like to take? One of our core values for our restaurant group is hospitality is our honor. And when we thought about cannabis, you know, very much enjoyed, similar to alcohol, you know, if it's enjoyed responsibly, it can be a fun time and feel good, not be a bad thing. For us, we just said, yeah, how can we make this part of our hospitality group? And that's really what we've tried to make this complex in Wheeling be. So when you walk in, we have a lot of people come here, not for cannabis. They come here for our bakery. They come here to get pastries. They come here to get coffee. We've got a Starbucks across the parkway from us.
I have to ask you before we're out of time, what is the most popular menu item that people are eating while they're at the consumption lounge?
Well, we've had a lot of things coming out. We've got a couple items that really sort of fit. We wrote, you know, the menu's labeled Munchies, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got hot wings. We've got a quesadilla.
Oh, we
got
to run.
You know, like
this
a Big Mac.
This has been so fun.
We've got a munchie
so
mix.
So fun. We got to run, John. Thank you so much. Give us the best website and spell it out.
Absolutely. It's okaycannabis.com. That's okaycannabis.com.
Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, H-Z, an educational odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And today, I wanted to have Nancy Ruggert Plummer and her son, Robert Ruggert, be on with us because their story is such an important story. You've heard me talk about the medicinal uses of this plant and the miraculous benefits of this plant. And I think that this is really what we are all about, talking about how the plant can give relief. And so, Robert, welcome. Why don't you give a little backdrop of what happened with your mother, and then Nancy, maybe after Robert shares, you can also say a few words. And what led you both to the plant to get some relief?
Absolutely, I'd love to. So I'm here with my mother. She's a survivor of ovarian cancer stage 4 and metastatic brain cancer twice. My entire life, she's been an incredibly healthy woman. Much to my chagrin, when I was younger, she taught aerobic classes. They were always at 5:30 in the morning, and she always dragged me to them. And she's always been, like, very healthy, very strong, probably a little bit on the thin side. But, you know, various times she had difficulty with anorexia and stuff like that. But she's always been, like, a very muscular person. And then she got diagnosed with cancer. After her operation, she was really struggling with eating, not just mentally, but also physically. It was revulsive to her. And she dropped weight incredibly quickly. Actually, she hit a BMI of 16 at one point.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild to see, like, this strong woman that I'd known my entire life was frayed
right,
in front of
shredding. Right. So BMI is the body mass index, which you don't
That's
want it
right.
to be that low. Exactly.
Right. 18 and a half is the cutoff.
So Nancy,
for being, like,
Nancy, welcome. Overweight. Nancy, welcome to the program. Not only are you a survivor, I mean, Nancy, gosh, what you have been through. Holy moly. So when did you first get diagnosed with cancer?
So I was diagnosed in June 30th of July of 2016. And by the time I went into the emergency room, a friend took me, it had been 9 months when I had already seen and had a nice, quiet appointment with my OBGYN of 25 years. Unfortunately, he saw me as the way Robert described me, as athletic, albeit on the slim side, and lots of energy, and he dismissed my concerns of being sick. So by the time I did go into the emergency room in 2016, I was virtually near death. And so, unfortunately, my wonderful
Nancy,
surgeon,
how is it? I mean, this is part of the problem with our healthcare system. So you were close to death, and your doctor didn't think it was time for you to get additional help. How is that possible? And by the way, ovarian cancer is one of those cancers that cannot be detected by a pap smear.
Right. And it's hard to even diagnose it with an ultrasound, which is what both my OBGYN of 25 years did. And when it came out clean, just declared me as a healthy person. And then actually when I went into the ER in that June, I was performed an ultrasound, and the ER doctor tried to declare me as healthy as well. So it's a real situation that we're trying to all figure out what to do. You know, they say ovarian cancer is a silent killer, and I just say, well, perhaps it's just that no one's listening.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. You went into the hospital, and tell us what happened.
So they finally did a CT scan, and they found the mass, and they realized that this, in fact, was ovarian cancer. And thankfully, I was given a surgeon that was incredible. He took 7 days to gather 8 surgeons together to perform my surgery. And so when the surgery was over, that was when I went into cachexia because I was given an
Tell everybody what cachexia is, please.
Cachexia.
Yeah, cachexia is a chronic wasting disease where your body starts consuming your muscles instead of the food that you're eating. Basically, you start losing weight uncontrollably. All of your
away. Right. So instead of when you eat, what's happening with this disease is that it inhibits the ability and desire to eat, number one. And
right.
Then when you do eat, it's eating your muscle instead of, so the nutrients that you're getting from your food are not going into the body the way they need to.
Right. Significantly less efficiently than normal, yeah. And it's thought that as many as 3 million people in the U.S. are suffering from it at any one time.
Yeah.
It's like way more widespread than people know.
And that's why we're trying to get the word out.
Yeah.
In fact, tell them about the statistics for cancer patients going through chemotherapy.
Sure, yeah. It's thought that as many as 80% of cancer patients suffer from cachexia, and it's responsible for somewhere around a third of all deaths related to cancer.
When they're going through chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
So when did you realize that the plant was the answer?
So I'd like to share, and then Robert can explain the brilliance that they had of, with edibles. So when I was in the hospital after the surgery, I was given an ostomy because they removed 22 inches of my bowel. And because the ostomy, there was a lot of emotional issues I was having with it. It was messy, to say the least. I felt like I'd lost my femininity. And as the pounds just dropped off me precipitously, my children called in my regular psychologist and asked him to come in and meet me. They actually, he chatted with me, and then they performed a psychiatric evaluation in the hospital. And thankfully, they prescribed antidepressants, and they thought that that would help me. And unfortunately, it did give me a better mood and brought me up, but it did nothing to help me with eating. And so
right.
The doctors declared to my children that they needed to help me gain back the 20 pounds I had lost in order to start chemo. And so when I came home, I didn't matter how much they cajoled me, begged me. I couldn't eat, and I wouldn't eat.
No, I understand. I had a friend who was at the end stage of her pancreatic cancer, and we all tried, and she just couldn't. There was just no way she could eat, and she was fading away. As you say, she had this disease as well, and fading away.
It was tough to watch. We tried so many things to get her to eat anything, and eventually, you know, we just sort of realized, like, hey, there's this drug out there that it had actually been made legal in our state a couple months before.
Oh, how wonderful for you.
To cure it.
Yeah.
There wasn't a cure it, so we still had to go through extra legal means to, you know, acquire some weed. She tried smoking, and it didn't really do it for her, so we ended up getting some gummies that actually she loved. It was able to calm her down, make her feel better about eating, and then also make her very hungry, and that was honestly the only thing.
It saved my life.
It really did.
And I've never been one who enjoyed.
It was tough to get her to eat a single cracker. Like,
right.
That's
I just want to know, what was the form of cannabis that you used, Nancy and Robert? What did you give her, Robert? What was she using?
So we got her gummies. We got her edible gummies.
Oh, just plain gummies.
Just plain gummies. Yeah. It turns out CBD shouldn't be in them. CBD is an appetite suppressant, actually. So we got her pure THC gummies.
Great to know. That's a great distinction. So CBD helps you lose the weight, where THC gives you the munchies.
Exactly.
Okay. So you got the munchies from eating the THC gummies, Nancy?
I did. And I will say I've never been one who enjoyed cannabis at all. It never did anything for me. But
right.
If I get cancer again, you better believe I'm going to be armed and dangerous, ready to go. I'm not going to let myself even have a moment where I could become cachexic again.
So did I read somewhere that the ovarian cancer spread to the brain?
It did. it ended up that after 18 months, I was in traveling in Rome, and I...
We have to take a quick break. Nancy, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will continue with a fascinating story. Wow, what a story. Nancy Rugart Plummer is with us, and her son Robert, their new book. And what's the best website that people can find more about you both?
Becoming the best you, the letter U, .com.
BecomingTheBestYou.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey. And what a story. Gosh, Nancy, you are a miracle. Becoming the best you, and it's just the letter U. Upbeat, unstoppable, unafraid. Nancy Rugart Plummer, and Robert Rugart is also with us today, her son. And Robert, you actually left your job as someone in finance to help write the book and to also help your mother on her caretaking journey.
Yeah, I did. I was
awesome.
Tired of the world.
That's awesome. Good for you. So, Nancy, as we were getting ready for break, which is so fascinating about your story and the way that you've been using edibles, and tell us about the brain cancer. When did you get diagnosed? 18 months after?
Yes, absolutely. I was traveling through Rome, and I was feeling great at the time. And there was no reason that I would have known otherwise. I actually suffered a grand mal seizure and was whisked away to the public hospital nearby. That was an odyssey of its own, but I was pronounced with a large malignant brain tumor and waited about 11 days for them to make sure I wouldn't have a seizure on the plane and that they could do as many tests as they could. And when I went back to Miami, I had a brain tumor operation, a brain operation, and it was declared fine. And then actually it grew back again within a month. And so I had to have gamma knife radiosurgery. So
wow.
It was quite an ordeal.
Quite the ordeal. And how are you today, 2023?
I'm actually 5 years clean from my malignant.
Oh, my gosh. What a miracle. 5 years. That's a miracle.
It is a miracle, actually.
She's amazing. We went rock climbing the other day. She wasn't supposed to be able to use half of her brain tumor, and she climbed up. Yeah, it's incredible. It really is amazing what this woman is doing right now.
Well, I have to say,
I love it.
That my caregivers have been actually the reason I believe I'm alive. They were amazing. And I have to give them so much credit for really pushing the boundaries and finding the cannabis for me and finding the edibles, because I'll say it again, I wouldn't be alive without it. And I need the world to know that.
So, I want people to hear that you got relief from, did you get relief from pain, or was it just primarily getting your appetite back?
I would say it was two things. It was definitely my appetite back, but it also gave me a high in the sense that, you know, my ostomy really gave me issues, and when I ate, it would explode. And it was a really terrifying thing for me to deal with, because I was dealing with so many other issues. And so what I really did appreciate the high for me at that time was that it gave me the carefree attitude of, well, whatever happens, happens. And so I wasn't scared to eat. And that was a huge part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert, you must be so grateful that it became legal in your state right before this ordeal.
Incredibly, yeah. I mean, I think we would have gone to any length regardless, but it certainly was the weight off my back that it was legal before we had to give her any, yeah.
Nancy, you have been through so much, and you write it all in your new book. And tell us a little bit about the new book.
Well, I would like Robert to share on this one because I've done so much of the talking.
So our new book is Becoming the Best You, The Lessons Cancer Taught Me. It's about my mom's story, and while we were writing it, we realized that it was also about the story of all of her caregivers. It's really about the army of people that she managed to get to help her through this entire process, how we were able to make her process fun. There are a bunch of wonderful stories. I snuck an entire piano into her hospital room at one point. We had a party where we got a bunch of wigs from a local salon so that people could, like, vote on which style they wanted Nancy to wear for the next couple months, and also help pay for, like, some of the things that insurance doesn't care for, and including edibles. Really just a bunch of wonderful things that we all did and that we think helps make my mom not just survive cancer, but really she's thriving now. It's incredible to see her.
Robert, I just want to ask Robert what some of the lessons were that you experienced during this whole ordeal.
I think one of the biggest ones for me is that you have to be able to find fun in things. You know, there's this great phrase I love, comedy is just tragedy plus time. And one of the most powerful things was seeing my mom being able to laugh despite being in, you know, the worst condition of her entire life, going through the most traumatic events of her entire life. And just every moment she laughed, you saw this spark of joy in her eye, like she still wanted to live. And that's really, I think, what powered her through and really helped all of us too, you know, as caregivers, you know, made the experience not just worthwhile, but like really empowering. It was phenomenal to see.
And Nancy, real quickly, because we're almost out of time, but you are now doing coaching, and tell us what you're doing. You're helping people and guiding them.
Yes. So I was a wellness and relationship coach for over 10 years, helping men and women, you know, helping them transform their lives. And it's just continued. But it's really also for people that are going through cancer and have gone through remission. I think so many of us, including me, wondered when we got through it all, well, now what? You know, what is my life looking like, and how, what do I want to do with my life? And your life is upturned, and everyone in your life is their lives are upturned. So it's been a powerful tool for them to talk to someone who's been through so much, and how they can look at their life now and make it the best they can be.
Thank you both, Nancy and Robert, for being with us today. And give out the best website, please.
Sure. The website is becomingthebestyou, the letter U, .com.
And I'll have you guys back on when the new book comes out. And we so thank you for being with us. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk H2Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.